What we mean is that the environment in Laos is already so restrictive that the ability of local association is extremely limited. And this decree makes things even worse and basically shuts down any opportunity and space for Lao associations to organize and operate. I think before even organized, the problem is that they cannot even establish themselves as associations and obtain registrations because the criteria and the process is so complex, lengthy, and subject to tight controls by the authorities that it makes it almost impossible, if not impossible at all, for organization to get registered and operate legally. What we hope is that international donors and development partners will be encouraged by our calls and our analysis to press the government to change this decree. And in fact, we've seen that as a matter of fact, international donors rely heavily on local partners for the implementation of their projects, but very few associations has actually registered have obtained registration since even the previous decree on associations was adopted. So we encourage and we call on international donors and development partners to press the government to amend this draconian decree. The decree has already entered into force on November 15, and in fact, the few associations that were previously registered under the old decree had only 15 days to re-register. To apply for registration, and so that makes it even very difficult for existing association to continue to exist.